Hello, dear listeners. Today I have attended a seminar about surveys. Very interesting. And in a few hours, tomorrow morning, me and Ville, my furry friend, has an appointment at the vet, and we have to go there and check up his kidneys. I think his kidneys are starting to fail. He's approximately 20 years old and doesn't have long left. That's the truth. But we'll see if there is some medication that will hold him afloat for a while longer. And if not, we will still go home and perhaps start planning for his journey to the other side. I know he's more ready than I am for that journey. And because he has all the people waiting for him, he has my dad, my grandmother, my grandmother's brother, all those people who are always sitting in the kitchen, and his sister Vilma will also be there. They were always sitting in the kitchen at my grandmother's, opening the door for him so he could go in and out, and opening the refrigerator and feeding him lots of food, and he could do whatever he wanted. So he has lived a good life, long life, with lots of freedom, and been spoiled silly every time he was at home. Now that he has retired to city life as an indoors elderly cat, he has been cuddled so much, and of course also been spoiled with beef sticks and the best food I could afford to buy. And all my time, I've been very careful about my time, focusing on spending as much time with him as possible. Some people may find it strange that I care that much about the cat, but it's not just a cat. He's a soul like everybody else. I have had many cats in my life. Many, many, many. Once we had 10 cats at once. And for a long time, there was 5 cats in the house. So that was normal. And I also had an iguana, a leopard gecko. And when I was growing up, there was also dogs. And my dad had a turtle for a while too. I never had any birds though. snakes or horses. I would like to have horses someday. Well, I'm trying to get some rest for a few hours. I doubt there will be any sleep. Can sleep after the vet. Good night, sweet dreams.